formed in the throes of the Quadra McKenzie plan and playing a pivotal role in halting the recent $150 million alternative approval process for a new operations center, Save Our Saanich, SOS, announced it would launch a local political party ahead of the municipal election. In an interview with Saanich News, co-founder Nancy D. Castry explained the decision announced on September 26. Following a special meeting attended by more than 90 members, with additional votes cast by email, the group voted in favor of becoming an elector organization, D. Castry said. "We need a change," she said. "And we really felt that given the climate, this was probably the best way of approaching it." D. Castry added that the push toward the group's political involvement grew from repeated comments by residents, particularly related to their role in opposing council's $150 million borrowing plan for a new operations center. "So many people asked us, 'Are you going to be involved in the election?'" she said. "We could have become a third-party sponsor, cheerleading from the sidelines, and we could have endorsed candidates, but we really felt that if we were going to do it, we might as well give it 100%. While the fledgling political party still needs formal recognition from Elections BC, SOS is currently assembling a roster of candidates, which will be announced in the coming months. "We do have people that are interested in running, and it will be up to the membership to decide whether they want to endorse these candidates," she said. "It won't just be the executives that make these decisions." Although too early to unveil a full political platform, D. Castry said the group will advocate for lower taxes and emphasize the public's voice in the political process. "We're hoping that we can bring back a little bit more fiscal responsibility and some transparency, the things that a lot of the public feels are lacking in the current leadership," she said. "We've been cut out of the discourse, and that's never a good thing." While there's still a long way to go for the upcoming fall 2026 elections, SOS is resolute in resuming going door to door, feeling the pulse of Saanich's residents, said D. Castry. "We'll see what the public's appetite is because, ultimately, they will be the ones to decide."